referendum question is, shall the town vote to appropriate and transfer $20,000 from the professional services account to the personnel account? Does anybody have any input?
Surprise! Can you tell me what the purpose of that transfer is?
That purpose is to move funds to pay our newly certified assessor out of personnel, because we can't pay it out of contract services.
And so what's her salary now?
$58,000.
Can you explain how we got here?
Sure. So last year...
Please.
Sure. Last year at town meeting time, we did not have an assessor, so we put funds in to fund a contract assessor. And we then created an assistant assessor position and paid them out of personnel. So over the course of the summer and the fall, our assistant assessor got certified. Certified just recently, February 3rd. So she is a certified assessor at this point. So we need to move funds from contract service, professional services, to personnel to fund that position, to finish funding it for the year. We talked about this at the town meeting and said that this would happen at the time we got certified.
So you've been paying her out of contracted services?
No, we've been paying her out of personnel.
Out of personnel?
Yes.
So I go back to the question, if you annualize what you've been paying her, what would that work out to be?
Under her current salary?
Yes.
41 over 42.
Yeah. Also remember, to get that certification, we were told it takes a year to year and a half to do it. She did it in less than 8 months. So okay, it wasn't, you know, a time to go to the next budget season, which we right, probably would have done.
Okay.
But
and as I continue the conversation, she did this 8 months. She did the studying on her time?
Yes. Okay. At her cost.
Her cost.
At her cost. She went to all the classes at her cost.
Yeah. Even though we had said that she was welcome to do it on her time and we would pay for the classes, mm-hmm, she did it on her own.
She opted to do it that
yes,
way. Okay, that's fine. So you're giving her, I guess, a $20,000 increase in pay,
yes,
annualizing it. Have you done a study as to what assessors get in the area? Are other assessors in towns that are comparable to this? I'm not talking Poland or Biddeford or, you know, big crazy citizen towns, but little towns like this, are they paying their first year assessors $61,000?
They're paying them more than that.
First year, right out of the gate?
Yes. Okay. Yes. We had two people that were experienced assessors. We offered them a job for $90,000 and they turned it down.
And I know you've struggled to fill the position. We've been listening to this for a long time and it's difficult. I'm just trying to get the numbers out of it. So initially there was 40-something thousand in the account?
In personnel for that position, there was 48,000.
48?
48.
And now it'll be 60?
Gone to 65.
65.
Correct.
And that's, you know, I don't know all the numbers in surrounding towns.
We spent a lot of time.
It doesn't seem.
No, we felt it was very reasonable, and we were excited about it, and the fact that she's certified makes things easier for us, so we're excited to move forward. So, like we said at the town meeting, we would have to ask to transfer the funds from one account to the other. I will say that when we did this preliminary to do the referendum, we put in an amount of $20,000, and we don't need that much. But the referendum is written, and so it'll just go back to our general fund at the end. So we need in the area of $8,285.
And just for my own thing, I don't find that number extraordinary at all. I mean, that, I know with assessing, they're harder to find than needles in a haystack. But I guess germane to this, and not necessarily, the town for a period of time, this just begs the question, and I'll throw it out, and it'll come back to you later on, I'm sure. It doesn't really apply here directly. Let me just say, for a while, the town had a pretty good evaluation format. What people got, we did the assessments of other towns around us, we evaluated each personnel and decided what they were going to get, whether or not they were going to get an increase. It wasn't already built into you, just because you're here, you get an increase. And I'm all for it, you know, recognize we need to keep good people, trust me, they're hard to find. But has the Board of Selectmen ever thought of going back to, I know we dropped it recently, because at town meeting, different people have gotten increases, and there's been no evaluation, nothing done on that score. Have you ever thought of going back to that to make assessments of personnel and whether or not they're in line with an increase each year?
We have discussed that, and the general consensus has been we've got so much to do really to get to be efficient with that that we need to put other things in place first before we get back to that.
And last word on it from me anyway is that what that does opens up the door for anybody who wants to come forward and say, you need to pay me more, I'm going somewhere else. That's what you end up dealing with by not doing some kind of prescribed format to increase people's salary. The way it's going now, it's whoever can lay the biggest rock on your table and they entrap you in many cases.
I think we've got away from that. We've got away from that.
You mean we need to go back to it?
No, we got away from people saying, I need more money.
Oh, no, no. Last town meeting, we were in that position. I don't want to dig up all kinds of stuff, but at the last meeting, we were giving people raises, and there was no evaluation done, correct?
Correct. Okay. No. No, what I'm saying is we've got away from where the employee comes and says, I want more money.
Okay, and what I'm saying is we just recently did that. The employee came and wanted more money. And what I'm saying is that if there were an evaluation system
in place, 2 years. Well,
okay. Even if it were 2 years. Call me wrong for a year. I'm just looking to have a process. I think doing it willy-nilly is asking for trouble. It'll eventually get us into trouble. I'd like to see a process, and I think most people would, where everybody's treated the same. It's not across the board. Nor is it arbitrary or capricious. It's, Philip, let's get somebody to do that kind of sequence. Whether it falls to a committee, whether it falls to a couple of select people, and I thank you very much for listening.
I hear you exactly what you're saying. We've got the comparisons on the rates. We do that almost every year. But we have worked hard to get our HR in line with things, to be efficient with that, and we are still working on that.
Is that something that we can put online so that we can see it?
You can't put the evaluation on, but you can put the process on, yes. Yeah. Thank you for listening.
Yep, okay. Avon calling. Yes.
So, backing up to something you said in reply to one of them, you don't really need $20,000. You really need $8,000 or something?
We need approximately $8,300.
But
to go change it would put us way out on getting it accomplished, which we might as well do at the town meeting. And if we do this at the town meeting, people are going to be unhappy. That's why we're trying to get it done now.
Okay, now you just confused me because I
last town meeting,
yeah, sorry.
We were criticized wholeheartedly for asking to transfer funds at the town meeting at the end of the year, and that it should be done in advance of that. That's what we're trying to accomplish, to do this in advance.
So the $20,000 would include the $8,000 you need now and would go towards her salary in the next fiscal year?
No.
I'm not understanding.
Yeah. Oh. This current year ends June 30th.
Correct.
Okay. So to finish this year, we need to transfer funds. We originally asked for $20,000. We don't need that much. But to change it would put us weeks out having to redo the whole process.
Oh, I understand. Okay. To change the amount in the
question.
To change
the amount. So we haven't changed the amount. What's going to happen is what doesn't get used will go back to the general fund.
But nothing in that $20,000 is going to anything but
just for the assessor. That's all it's for.
So it lapses to the bottom line, gets carried forward.
Yeah.
Forward.
Well,
the end of the
it's going to be on the bottom line, but yes, right. It won't get expended.
Okay.
Yeah.
Again, sorry, though.
Yeah.
So this $8,300 is going to get added to the $4,800.
Yeah.
So the salary is going to be 56. Is that just the $40,000?
No, that's just to finish out. That's to finish out the year.
So that's just for the last 3 months of the quarter.
Correct.
To carry us to June 30th.
Right.
And then her salary will be.
It'll be at 65.
It'll be at 65.
Yes.
Okay.
So the budget online, and maybe I'm reading it wrong, says $51,000 in the assistant assessor line. Is that because she's earned somewhere else? Where is that?
I gotta ask you, I don't know.
The budget, we haven't moved the money. We're waiting for the vote to move the money.
No, I mean, I'm hearing 48 as the number, but the budget says 51.
But 48 is what the salary is.
Okay.
Okay, right. So you got other things that are involved.
So when we did the budget last year, we didn't know who was going to be the assistant assessor. And we accounted for some different funds, some different pricing. We also accounted for 40 hours a week instead of 37 and a half hours a week. So that's where the difference is.
Okay. So there's 51 in that line now?
Yes.
So
for a budget.
Okay.
We have a balance of 18,000, I believe. Yeah, 18,000 left.
Okay.
And we're offsetting that, and that's how we get to the 8.
And so by what we're hearing of only needing the 8,300, we should see at town meeting at least 11,700 additional remaining to go back to general fund at the end.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Sorry, and I just wanted to ask, why are we doing a whole day of secret ballot? Was there some objection to just doing it at a special town meeting like some other stuff we've done?
The idea was, hopefully, to get more people to come in and vote.
Okay.
Instead of coming in for a hand count.
Okay.
So
just ask.
That was the total reason for that.
I just figured we're spending money to bring in lovely ballot clerks like myself and just...
Yeah, but if we did it for people to come in person, it would cost a lot more than that. We have to have other people. So then we have to have moderator, et cetera. We're making our own ballots for this. We're doing it as cost effective as possible. And again, we're doing it because people were upset at the town meeting that we were asking at the last minute for the fund transfer when we knew about it in advance. So that's why we tried to do this in advance.
Thank you.
Yeah, but didn't we appropriate the $20,000 for professional services anyway?
I'm not sure why the word appropriate's in here. When I spoke with the town attorney, I said the money's already appropriated. We don't need it in this referendum, but it's here, so.
Yeah, but we did appropriate it at the annual town meeting.
We did.
So
we're just transferring from one line account.
Right, and I understand that, and I know that whatever's not used goes into the general fund at the end. I understand all that. I just don't see why we have to go through all of this to...
Because that's the rules.
Good.
Yes.
Yep. Jeff Demers, 303 Wadley Pond. Congratulations, Lori. Great employee. I had nothing but
As a selectman's clerk, every time I call, anytime I ask a question, very prompt. Great job. I'm glad you're still with us. So for that, kudos to you people for making sure we take care of our employees. So thank you. And second question, can we make a motion that $12,000 or $11,000 of that $20,000 does go back into the... So the selectman...
We can vote on what's on the paper.
But after your next meeting, can you make a motion that $12,000 of that will go back to the general fund?
I can't answer that question right now. I'd have to ask legally if we can do that.
Will that be asked?
Possibly.
Possibly. Thanks for that great answer.
So I'll make a motion to ask town council.
We're not in a regular meeting.
You're in a public hearing still.
Oh, Jesus.
So if you want to make that motion in a regular meeting, yeah, that would be fine.
Thank you, Ms. Ellis.
Anybody else with a question, input, ideas? All right.
I make a motion we close the public hearing.
A second.
I have something to add. I'm not sure what you talked about, but could you explain what the $20,000 is being used for that's being...
We just went through all that.
Well, the meeting started at 5:45. No,
5:30.
I thought it said 5:45 on the board.
No, 5:30.
Okay, then forget it. I'll watch it.
All right. So we have a second. Is there any discussion on ending? All in favor? 4-0. Thank you. This hearing is concluded. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know.
Just Lori's staying.